Hello, listener. Good morning. What's up? Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. The time is 9:08. It's the 4th of March. Right? Celebrate yourself. Big up yourself. Now, I want to read one or two things for you. Here it goes. It's very emotional for me because I see European people with blue eyes and blonde hair being killed. Ukraine's deputy prosecutor. I can't say his name, but I know the first name is David. This time war is wrong because the people look like us and have Instagram and Netflix account. It's not in a poor country or a remote country anymore. All right. And the unthinkable has happened. This is not a developing third world nation. This is Europe. Like they forgot about Kosovo and Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Where did these guys go to school? Like,
I think the biggest idiots in the world are not in Africa, really.
Because if they went to the right schools, which, by the way, we are risking our kids' life to send them to, well, in middle of war zones to study in schools where these morons graduated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fighting hard, Kucha. We want our kids to go to school.
Yeah, look, for someone who literally lives in Europe, you think they would know about World War I, II, Holocaust, and the shelling, the 1999 shelling by NATO of
Chernobyl is in the picture.
And the list is very long.
Yeah.
And clearly these journalists are either very biased and freakishly.
No, they are just stupid.
Or I think I'm smarter than I gave myself credit for.
Yeah, you are a very smart guy, you Helmut, you. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Hmm.
Oh
no. What are you now? You look very angry.
What happened?
Now I was telling Wanda that Namibian money is in Switzerland. Now Wanda made me assume that I am assuming that Knowledge Kati has got Namibia's money there. But it's not like that. It's a good example of where our money could be. Forget Knowledge Kati. Take him out of the picture. Let's look at our other useful idiots.
Yeah.
Our other useful idiots could be doing the same thing that Knowledge is doing.
Most Maybe of them he has are got power, his. By the way.
Yeah, no, they're all in power. We know they're the most powerful Namibians right now, second to the ones who own the industry. Mm-hmm. Have you visited Job and Panda's bicycle lane?
I see them there are some along the Florence Nightingale on the route to Comasdale.
That guy thinks he did a good job. Me, when I was hearing about the bicycle lane.
These lanes are just there staring at me. I don't have a bicycle though, so.
Mm.
Next to the white baby?
Along the Florence Nightingale road.
Florence what?
Nightingale?
Florence Nightingale or Nightingale.
Or Nightingale.
Can you see me? I don't know.
Me neither.
Yeah. Look, it's Florence, okay?
Okay, let's
it's that street.
Florence.
Yeah, the state hospital street there.
Yeah.
There's a bicycle. There's a yellow lane. A small, tiny little yellow lane with cones on it. That's Job and Panda's bicycle lane. For Vintuk.
today some guys are going to march.
To march there by the Russian embassy.
Florence Nightingale was an English social reform statistician and
nurse.
The founder of the modern nursing. Nightingale came to prominence. Yes. Came to prominence while serving as a manager and trainer of nurses during the
World War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she established this whole concept of nursing and being a nurse and assisting, soldiers during their situation things there. Mm-hmm. Is that lady there? But us, we are talking about the street. We don't care who she is. Us,
obviously,
we have our own nurses.
The street was now named after her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if we go back to the concept of
nursing.
Not nursing. If we go back to the concept of naming our things after our own people and giving praise to our own people.
So who would be our Florence Nightingale?
Who would be?
Maybe Penelope for Poamba.
She has a hospital.
We have a very long list.
She has a very expensive hospital.
She has a hospital, so maybe we can give it to somebody else.
Like?
I don't know. I don't know any nurses.
Me, my mother is a nurse. We'll name it after my mom.
Well, I'm not, okay, look, at least they chose, a nice person to name our street after. There is a street in Tura called, well, Ignatius Loyola Street.
And me,
who was Ignatius?
And me, I thought it's a Damara Topi who was a revolutionary during the struggle.
No! Unless we are talking about the wrong Ignatius Loyola, that guy is the worst guy on the planet.
Tell us what he
is. The guy is the founder of the Jesuit order. This is like the CIA for the Vatican City. This guy's okay. If you think the CIA are scary, the Jesuits are worse.
Was it named post colonialism or during colonialism or pre colonialism?
I think it was post.
Yeah, it must be post.
Yeah. Because it's there. We saw it like 2 days ago.
Then you understand why it was there, why it was put there. Because it was their people that were running this thing, wasn't it?
Oh, they still do. Yeah. What I'm saying is the Catholic Church might own more land in Namibia than our own government. Don't be surprised, guys. Just there fondling young boys making money.
That whole matching thing at the Russian embassy is still going on.
Oh, no, the matching thing is about to go down. Talk about useful idiots. Me, I don't want these people to make Putin angry.
I can't wait for Friday.
In Namibia, we are so safe. Russia is so far. We want to go and provoke them at their embassy.
But you know, the whole matching and war aside, I would like to send a shout out to my boy Vlad there in Russia for single-handedly ending COVID-19. Have you noticed that since the breakdown, since Russia invaded Ukraine, the information on COVID-19 and COVID-19 itself is dwindling down to zero.
Yeah, but you know what my thoughts are. Me, I think, it's COVID-19 that pushed Vlad to the edge. The guy just got tired with these lockdowns, these vaccines, I need to evade someone. Yeah. Someone needs to suffer.
Yeah, after a month in lockdown, the guy comes out and, damn it, I'm bored.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Yeah.
I need action.
Invade some country.
Yeah. Do you know that our mental status, our mental health, has been deeply impacted. Well, I don't know if we feel it yet, but me, I forget a lot these days. Yeah. Since I caught that little COVID scare, like my memory has been bad. Tate, it's me, Pombili. Oh.
Okay. I, for one, cannot wait for Monday's newspaper to see what kind of posters are they going to be. Like what's going to be written on there?
Leave Ukraine alone.
You know about the tension. You see, I took your advice when you said that when two family members are fighting, stay the hell out.
Don't get involved. They'll forgive each other, but you'll be the enemy.
You will be the enemy. You will be the common enemy that will actually, join them together.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but Job and Panda's bicycle lane. But you guys, we must get serious also.
Well,
I thought the bicycle lane. So it's only like for this is tribalism. It's only for coloreds.
You're saying that because it's in Komazdal.
It's from Komazdal to Wintuquest. It's only for coloreds to go to Polytech.
And the mortuary.
It ends at the mortuary.
Hey,
there's a lady who bakes cake there by the mortuary, so there's positivity somehow.
Oh yeah, look on the bright side.
in case you are there to view a body and you get hungry.
Yeah. You can go home with a bike.
And if there's a lot of traffic cake. and you must get to the mortuary on time. Just hop on your bike and the lines are
so this
the
guy.
The only problem I have with the bicycle lane is the fact that it's flat, man. There's no
like if pavement.
It's painted. It's not built.
Yeah, probably spend 5 million on it.
Yeah, if you are swerving towards the bicycle lane, nothing can stop you. You can just swerve into the bicycle lane.
Or into the car.
Yeah, or into
depending on who you are in the equation, right?
There's no glass, there's no plastic.
There are cones, there's plastic.
There are cones.
So this guy...
To the road.
This brother comes all the way from Omalala to become our mayor. Sometimes I think I should do these things myself. Me, I should be the vice president. Seriously. Okay, basically, Vintuk is not taxi friendly, so the taxis will be getting over over like, what booted. What do you call boots, Ano?
Like they'll be given tickets.
Only. Yeah, they'll be over ticketed.
Yeah,
because there are no taxi lanes, you know, and it's not taxi friendly. It's not pedestrian friendly. These guys, these Lannies, when they were building this Vintook, yeah, they were building it for only people who can afford cars. That's it. Nothing else.
Ish.
Seriously.
And, you know, these lanes, I mean, like Elizabeth said, okay, now, no, look, we don't mean to complain, but how is the paint is supposed to prevent me from being ran over?
Mm. Oh, it's supposed to
and
indicate,
it's not even
Kucha,
neon
this is your space.
Paint. It's not even glow in the dark.
Oh, so
paint.
It's not
just
even
just normal
neon
ordinary paint.
It's not neon paint.
Is it even called neon paint?
It's glow in the dark.
Yeah, glow in the dark. Let's go with that.
Okay, but dear folks, listen. We might be going live from Auschwitz. So something will be going down there. Wanda, no, wait. Before I go to Auschwitz, Wanda was talking about Sade Gowanus, our mayor.
That gave birth with her partner, Vivian.
Now the question is, Sade wants...
Wait! Catch it. That gave birth with her partner, Vivian.
Is it surrogacy? Because
no,
Vivian is most a girl's name.
It's a guy.
Oh! Maybe he's one of those French Africans.
But for 2 minutes, I was like, partner Vivian.
So
he's just, he's Minister of Justice and the mayor one. I was like, oh, what is this?
No.
And then I even had to go and Google the person and I was like, oh, it's Vivian and then
our mayor.
Seb. Oh. I was like, oh, okay. In Damara, is, if it's a S, it's a woman. If it's a B, it's a guy. I was like,
hey, but what's up with the Dausa?
Oh, okay. Then it's
Kama
cool.
Choice.
Mm. No. Then it's cool. They gave birth in their heterosexual relationship.
No, the thing is, apparently she's asking for a baby corner somewhere. I don't know if it's in the chambers of the municipality. Please elaborate, somebody. Call in and let us know, where do we want baby corners? Because I agree with her. Vintook in general, like some of our restaurants and just hangout places, are not baby friendly. Because me, I hang out with my kids also. The one guy is 2 years old. I need to be able to change his nappy when he poops. But I don't get these privileges. Only
most,
spur.
No, most restaurants.
Now I'm advocating for Nello the Portuguese.
Most restaurants have them. You are just in the wrong bathroom.
Serious?
Yeah.
It's in the
woman's bathroom, not the men's bathroom. You'll never see the baby changing thing.
Are we going
thing.
Live now? No.
You'll never see the baby changing thing because you are the wrong gender.
Yeah. They should put one in our toilets also, as we want to be responsible fathers.
So what am I supposed to do if I want to change my kid's diaper? Just, you know.
You can go.
Oh, you can
to the woman's toilet. They'll probably, the idea behind it is the fact that they look at everybody, they look at men as if you guys are not responsible members of society.
Yeah.
Hence why there are a lot of runaway dads and absent fathers and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't make provision
and toxic
for
mothers.
You guys.
Okay, so Florence Nightingale was a nurse in the Crimean War and not any world war. Was I wrong?
Oh.
Still a war.
And
so can you either call in because it's 9:22 now, or you can text me also and just elaborate a little more on the Crimean War. It's very interesting because I mean we are talking about Crimea and Crimea has been annexed.
That sounds like Crimea.
Yeah.
And
Mm-hmm.
I received the villager this morning and it really ruined my day.
Yeah, what was in there? Apparently, we won't be doing a census.
Yeah, that's one of those things.
Ipumbujimi has decided.
Because we decided that, we are going to, after distributing all the money, that's when we realized, oh, wait, we forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
The census, which is basically the information that we need to spend the money that is already distributed.
Mm-hmm.
How we are going to spend it, because for us to spend this money, we have to know the number. Let's say if we are distributing money to schools, we have to know the number of children in the school, the number
mm-hmm.
of the number of boys, the number of girls, the number of days, assuming we have them. But if we don't have the statistics, how are we going to know how much to send to which school?
Helmut, we had the statistics for the last 30 years. But what have we done with them?
Well, nothing. You have a point there. It's like, it's like this other time that I was complaining about Chinese building our structures because after they bagged the AU headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Then Elizabeth was like, do we have anything important that we discuss in this building? So, because clearly, so far, we haven't discussed anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to worry about our buildings being bagged.
I'm still finding it interesting that the Crimean War, is something that has happened before, and Florence Nightingale, she was born 1820.
19th century?
But she's, again, it's like this guy's going to Russia. If we put too much emphasis on Florence Nightingale, we'll waste a lot of time.
Okay, I also read an article in The Villager about a Namibian student who gave her story about how he
the guy who fainted.
Yeah, and woke up in the arms of an Indian chick.
Hey, yeah. My friend. It said Indian woman.
Oh yeah, Indian woman. Doesn't matter. Come any woman
an Indian chick. For all you know, she was 75 years old.
Still a chick, guys. Still a chick.
Yeah, in Namibia, still you. Now I'm going through these things and I'm watching all these racist comments that are made by journalists of all people, and I'm there thinking now when you guys pay for fund for wars that are fund for weapons that are being used to blow people out there, how do you think it feels?
But the people we are blowing up are not people.
That's the thing. You don't get it.
Because you have mothers out there that are losing their kids.
Those mothers are not white. As here at white people view. It's not the same, Helmut. Helmut, it's not the same.
It's the same.
It's not the same. It's the same. Those are Negroes.
Americans would kill you.
Luckily, us, we don't care.
We only care about kafir, which apparently doesn't have any,
My brother, me, I don't care what you call me. What's important to me is how I perceive myself. Me, I'll even dance for you, Kucha. There goes a monkey, I'll go. Ndirimo Europe, I'll go. And then I'll pull out my head and say, pay me. Malays.
Look, one U.S. politician or journalist, if I'm not mistaken, said that the U.S. and Russia, the one who is most likely to use nukes is the U.S.
Yeah.
Look at how
America is cruel, guys.
Look at how they responded to 9/11.
Two guys just bombed.
How many people died in 9/11? I'm not saying it's a good thing that it happened. It's terrible.
About 3,000, I think.
About 3,000. And they invaded a country and killed millions in return.
Which was even a lie because they probably...
Which was even a lie from
they organized 9/11 themselves. So first they killed 3,000 people.
And used it as
an excuse to go kill more people.
Yeah. So 3,000 people die, and then millions are killed in return.
Mm-hmm.
So now think about okay.
Poor old Osama took the whole heat for everything.
Oh yeah, poor guy. Now say the NATO goes to war with Russia, and Russia just sinks one aircraft carrier, which has the capacity of maximum like on average of 4,000 to 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think people?
One aircraft carrier is our whole rear boat, guys.
One aircraft carrier. So the U.S. Rebot citizens will
together
start protesting, go to war, start using nukes. So I can only assume the response is going to be more extreme.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Right.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
So when you go to Europe, my friend, you are going to study. When they come here, they are doing research. You see, these guys are very meticulous about the language they use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. Like I said, the villager this morning pissed off my day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are complaining.
Yeah, I also got some terrible news.
Okay, we are...
Tell us.
Okay, please.
We like bad news.
We like bad news.
No, you continue.
Okay, we are so focused on the racial comments that are being made by journalists. While the International Criminal Court is opening investigation in Ukraine on a possible war crimes.
war crimes are only valid when it's your people.
I'm
right?
Like, are you effing kidding me? Who is investigating what's going on in Yemen right now? The Saudis are using weapons sold to them by Trump.
When you look at like these American guys, like Obama. Obama is a walking war crime.
That's why they...
Hillary Clinton, if war crime was a person...
That's why Noam Chomsky said that if the Nuremberg laws were to be applied, every American president would be hanged.
He's also the same guy who taught me that consent can be manufactured.
Oh, yeah?
Now, this is the democracy we live in. Yes. Consent can be manufactured.
Okay, the war that is already economically, politically, and historically complicated.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are going to protest and say what?
Dear listeners, the time is 9:30. The telephone line is 0832-888-401. And if you want to receive a villager every day, just send a text saying, send me a villager.
Yeah, and then your day will...
2-081-200-4144.
And your day will be ruined like mine was. Don't worry. I mean, it's a good thing.
At least you know.
Yeah,
ignorance is not bliss.
You're enlightened.
Yeah, ignorance is not bliss, my friends.
You don't end up making ignorant comments like, no, this should not be taking place in Europe. Okay, we know this, the word refugee exists, but we don't use it. We are not used to to use it on people that have blue eyes and blonde hair.
My brother, there's an interesting article that Rudolph wrote. No, he wrote about the guys who sell like the Mapungus there in town. The guys who sell, you know, the Angolan guys who sell along Monte Cristo Road and some of
the
them deeper in.
Making an honest living.
Yes, those guys. Yeah. I found it very interesting that these guys, you know, it's good to highlight them. It's good to highlight them and bring them to light. But these guys, I think they're probably being exploited, ne? By somebody who has a plug here, brings them here, makes them work for them, and then just keeps
maybe
them there. Probably
pay them on.
And for all you know, it's in the Itunga. Hello. Oh, that's an angry caller. Now, seriously, these young men and women now here come through. Like, I remember this one time we stole one guy's epungu, man. The guy fought for it with his life. They know Kuriangava. We were hungry, man. So we decided, we're just going to take this guy's epungu. He probably doesn't even have his papers. He can't go to the police. Guy fought tooth and nail to get his epungu back.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the only way you can put food on it.
Exactly.
You know, there are a lot of people along the Kavango region that made that mistake in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The immigrants that were crossing the river from Angola to come and work here,
mm-hmm.
they took advantage of them.
Yeah.
And guess what happened when the war escalated?
Mm.
They started coming, crossing the river to come back and settle scores.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Imagine.
Yeah.
You know what I realized about Angola? You can find a 7-year-old businessman in Angola selling you water, selling you ice, selling you mukwa, bell bob ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be delicious. I've eaten that before.
It's not delicious, but I respect it. Okay? It's okay.
Shout out to Shakope and Steve from South Africa. Doing the most out there. Thank you for listening.
Greetings, Kola. How you doing?
Yes, morning. Chicken.
How's it?
Look, I want you to, I'm not in the city, man. I want you to do me a favor. Take a picture of that bicycle lane. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And send it to me, please.
Man. Do you have my number?
No, I don't have it.
Send me an SMS. I'll take a picture for you. Because I told these NECA guys, these struggle kids also. Because they were all like, oh, Job and Panda, bicycle lane, what me? I'm like, I'll take a picture for you. I'll take a picture for you so you can
but
see
it. How do I get to text you now? You say you are a soldier. You don't mind giving your number now.
Ah, go on to the Free Your Mind website. Go on to our social media. Yeah. My number is 0814157409. It's everywhere. Even Sam Nioma has it.
Good morning, Mr. P.
Oh, my Elizabeth. Why are you so down today? How are you doing? Are you fine? Is everything okay?
It's okay. I just received bad news, but it's fine. We'll soldier out.
So sorry about that. It's part of life.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yebo.
Hello.
Yeah. How's it? Fine, how are you?
It's good, man.
Mm.
Okay. I want to also find out about these guys that are the guys that are planning for a demonstration.
No, don't worry. Those ones, we are going to follow them, my friend.
Those ones, we can't wait for Monday.
Look, this is a world war. What can we stay neutral, maybe, with it? Maybe. Look, even big countries like USA
are quiet. These guys, they want to go and march here.
Yeah,
they are not serious.
It's coming out to be like Namibians. You see, you know the newspapers, you know the CNN, how they report about us. Maybe they will be like, Namibians are condemning Russia. Or they can even say Namibians are planning to send troops to Ukraine and stuff. And that man, Angel Putin, they must listen sometimes. This guy, I think Angel Putin is also trying to end this whole scheme of COVID.
Yeah.
How come all of a sudden COVID is gone?
COVID is not gone. One thing I can tell you is that Putin is probably really at war with Israel and we just don't know.
Yeah,
it's true.
That's what I've been telling people before they even realize. But now they are realizing slowly. But what I'm saying on the serious note, man. Whoever is, you see this NATO and UN thing, is someone behind someone to do that?
Yeah, everyone keeps blaming Joe Biden. That guy is just he's a remote, that is.
He's a senior citizen.
He's suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's.
we call them imperialists.
Yeah.
Someone who is not made an American African is initiating an idea through an African person to this. Get more people. Go and demonstrate. Yeah, we are being used. And those are the things. And maybe that thing is from UN or NATO. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Men behind the men.
Yeah, and it will come out like, look, it's going to be... I'm just there, always minding my own business. And someone in Windhoek there, because of him, Uncle Putin will now maybe send two troops to come and discipline us. Because of just few individuals. Please, they might not...
send how many troops to come and discipline us?
Yeah.
Three.
Even just two
Tengas
or
what? No, three guys from Mossad.
Yeah, one. Okay, man.
Sharp, man.
It should be a demonstration, man.
Yeah. No. This demonstration, guys. Okay, so Umkwa is the African baobab, and the scientific name is Adansonia digitata.
Let me guess, it's Latin.
Yeah. You see? And this is why we need to also make our languages scientific, like Umkwa.
Oh, it's a good thing you brought up the language thing. You know, one of the struggles that our, you know, Namibian student whose article came up in the Villager today, one of the struggles that they went through was communicating with fellow Africans.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
Swahili
comes in handy, people.
Yeah, you know, that was the biggest nonsense I've ever read. Come on, we couldn't communicate. I'm like, what? You can't speak English? They can't? Or what? What's happening here? I couldn't be with other Africans. But it's also probably not safe. Too many black people there. Me, I would be walking alone here. But here's a message. Hi, Chicken. Please tell taxi drivers listening to you to start taking their cars for a car wash. We are tired of riding in a dirty and stinky cabs. This guy must be related to Sagi Shangala.
Yeah, it's just dirty and bird poop and my rights are violated.
Two slices.
I need fresh air.
Open the window. The window doesn't open from the back. And then the taxi driver reaches out with his hand. Sorry. And then he opens it for you. Those rough guys.
That touches your teeth in the process.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, no, sorry. It's a mechanical problem. Yeah.
So Namibia abstained. Me, I don't know what the vote was about. I don't know. But there was a vote. we abstain from voting because as we don't want to vex the Russians off. The Russians are our whole life. The Russians, like, if anybody, even Tate Shangala, when he calls...
Basically, like, our population is basically a suburb in Russia, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Half the suburb.
Half the suburb.
If Tate Shangala calls in now, he will tell you that he was trained by Russians. My own mother, my father, almost all of us, in the midst of being called useful idiots behind their backs, they were given skills. Okay? Yeah. Me, I'm abstaining also. Me, I'm down for that one.
Same here. I'm also abstaining.
Yeah, me, I don't want to vex Putin off.
And,
I heard South Sudan tried to send some message.
Oh, come.
They were told to apologize within 24 hours. And then I saw a clip. I don't know how legitimate it is. The Sudanese, he's like, I'm the leader, you know. I wasn't involved what happened, I'm going to apologize.
Look, that thing is all over social media and it's been edited to South Africa. I saw one about Namibia.
Yeah. It should just continue like that because we must apologize already without doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In advance.
Yeah. Hello, Kola, how are you doing?
Helmut.
Yebo.
Chicken.
Brother
Chicken
George.
Helmut. How are you guys?
Fine, how are you?
Don't try to smuggle fuel from Angola. Daytunga will deal with you.
My friend, Daytunga will deal with you. Don't even have strip shows here. Daytunga can see everything, George.
Don't even perform miracles here.
Don't try to go to Angola to smuggle fuel. You'll be arrested, my brother.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting if the president and they will have a press conference about this situation.
Uh-huh.
Because this situation, like other countries, like U.S., they had already conference and they came with plan B.
Yeah.
Because you can see the situation now, my brother here, this situation we are. I'm telling you, people, they will end up, all of us will steal.
Yeah.
All of us will end up being thieves.
It's slowly becoming like that.
They are forcing our hand on this one.
Our leader was supposed to meet already and try to highlight and try to advise us what can we do. Now fuel is up, no salary increment, everything is...
But apparently Josie Kawandenge is advocating for salary increment for the councillors there.
I like him, but he made me angry, man.
Yeah, that is the biggest nonsense Kawandenge has ever said in his career.
You know, he's a politician. He's just fighting for politicians.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I used to say, you know, our leaders, when you eat breakfast, a nice breakfast, then you think that all Namibians have eaten the same food. That is the behavior of our leaders. That's why they don't care. If you look at these leaders, to tell you the truth, I used to observe them these days. These guys, like, they are just finishing their own business. The country, they are no more concentrating on it.
My brother, just check out Ngari's Twitter. You might find that he's eating salad this morning.
Imagine, man. You can even look at them. You can even look at them, how they brief people, the way they talk to the people. You can see these guys, man. They're just in the office. They're just to finish their own business. They are no more serious with the country.
To us, to them, we are fools. But to the people who fund them, they are just useful idiots. That's all they will ever be. And those guys in jail there for fish rot will ever just be fish. That's all they are.
My brother, the most thing I surprised this morning is about our kids who are writing. He was sitting on a floor. It's other things.
George, that's nothing. I've been to many schools. Everything, you find everything is broken. Broken windows, broken vandalism. I don't know what's happening. Everything is a mess. That school even looked nice. That school looked very nice. I would rather learn at the floor at that school than be at one of the schools in the Angwena region there, that side of Ekoka.
But we are exporting timbers here, man. Exporting timbers to China.
That's a conversation between you and Pohamba Shifeta.
Brother George.
You know, this morning, I saw this Jomo Kenyatta. He was talking this morning, talking like these people, they're enjoying these African leaders, man. They must leave Paul Kagame maybe to talk, man. These others, they might just keep quiet and just eat, man.
You know, East Africa is launching a unified currency now. Yes, and the central bank will be in Uganda. So, Museveni.
In Uganda?
Yebo.
Africa. You know, there's one old man who said Africa is for Africa. Now I understood him.
Yeah.
That's the African for Africans, man. We are going nowhere. And you know, my brother, Namibia, South Africa, and Botswana, we were supposed to be very smarter.
Yeah.
We were supposed to live a very nice life here. It's only Namibia and Botswana, like South Africa, who are just giving grants to their own people.
Yeah, exactly.
So these three countries, we were supposed to show other countries that here we are enjoying, man. Here we are okay. But you look at our country where we are going. This Namibia, it will be a poorest country in Africa here. If our leaders, they will not change.
As we won't allow it, you know what? Cuba was like this in the 50s, my friend. That Baptista guy was balling the mafia. Everything was in the hands of the mafia and the capitalist. And then came a Fidel Castro. As we'll deal with these guys. Don't worry, George. We'll deal with them. They're not going to be in the inner circle forever.
Oh, that's why...
Me, I'm so worried because when I move into the street, I see how people are moving. I can see that...
Even that 140 billion, we can pay it back. That debt. That national... We can pay it back. We just need those useful idiots out. Yeah.
You know what Sandra said when he was interviewed by Frank?
Hmm.
Let's go and play our hang with my brother.
Yeah, which is it's true. Yeah.
Let's go and play our hang.
Little messy, George.
Thank you, brother.
Have
man.
A good
let's
one.
Play our hang, man.
Yeah, let's go play our mahangu. What does Sam Nyoma say? Kulima, kulima, mepia.
Yeah.
Sharp, sharp.
You know, on the whole, and the Itunga and the. You know, short skits and stripping that took place during the weekend.
Mm. Oh, I can't believe I missed that though. Those are my things.
I can't believe I missed that too. Ah. Unbelievable. When that thing came on Facebook, one guy wrote in the comments that, you know, I don't understand the Namibian government.
Mm.
You know, when we ask them for jobs, they are telling us go and create your own jobs. When we create our own jobs, they are complaining.
They want to reprimand you. We just don't get these guys. Hello, Kola, how you doing?
Morning, how are you guys?
Fine, thank you. Yourself?
I'm not fine. How can you be fine in this situation?
We are trying to console ourselves and make ourselves feel better. If you can laugh about it, you can survive it, my brother.
To laugh about calamity.
We are not soldiers by choice.
Yeah.
I want to understand, is there no more COVID in this world?
Good question.
the war in Ukraine has come to replace COVID.
The war is just getting started. We are still waiting for China and Taiwan.
My theory is that the bombs that Putin is using has Sputnik 5 in them. So this Sputnik 5 is spreading in the air, curing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
My brother. I want to touch on this education thing.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, if you young people, I'm also young, including my own self.
Mm-hmm.
I think young people need to put money together and sue the Ministry of Education.
Oh, I agree with you.
Because they betrayed us.
Mm. They are betraying.
And they are still betraying.
It's a constant act.
Continuous.
I was of the idea that where is Miss Meme Anangipondoka should go and look for Katrina. Where is Katrina, by the way?
Katrina is a convict. Katrina will soon go join Tate Jerry Munyama there by IUM.
because we Katrina left us with Anangipondoka, who is just running around like a headless chicken without any idea of what is happening.
Yeah.
Because they were together when they were agreeing on all this new curriculum. Now Katrina is nowhere to be found. Anangipondoka is confused. What the ED is saying, Anna is coming to say a different thing. And do you expect us, teachers, you expect us to perform in the classrooms?
My brother. Oh, you are a teacher.
Yes, my brother. We are here. We are here running around like we are all like
You are one of the greatest citizens. For you to be a teacher in this Namibia, you must be respected.
Diamond
my friend.
In the rough.
You're a diamond in the rough.
Chicken.
Yeah.
One of the strategic objectives for the Ministry of Education is equity.
Yeah.
And equity is has to be fairness, whereby all of you and me, all of us have access and we are treated fairly.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at this, our grade 11 learners who have just dropped out of school last year and this year,
mm-hmm.
this majority of young Namibians were never treated fairly.
Yeah.
Because we have allowed our leaders to test their nonsense on the innocent kids, their nonsense of this ineffective curriculum,
mm-hmm.
to test them on the cost of the suffering of our kids.
So you would say that the biggest problem is an ineffective curriculum, or it's under-resourced schools? What do you think is the biggest issue with our education system from your own experience as a teacher?
Number one. It is true that at least after 10 years there must be a curriculum review.
Yeah.
I do not dispute that.
Yeah.
But when I did one of the courses that I was doing for my honors degree was curriculum review. So mm-hmm. I really understand the importance of reviewing the curriculum.
Yeah.
But curriculum has got stages. There is curriculum review, curriculum implementation, and curriculum consultations.
Yeah.
When you want to come up with an effective curriculum in a country, the main stakeholders of education are the parents,
mm-hmm.
and the children and the business community.
I'm very happy that you bring this up now.
Yeah, but how can you just chicken come up with a curriculum and you have never involved me in the beginning in the formulation of something that will be done on my own children as a parent?
Okay, if this is the case, let's discuss the school board. Is it not consisting of the parents?
Do you know any of the school board in your community that have competent parents?
Not one. But isn't the school board supposed to be made up of the parents?
They are made up of the parents who are not involved in decision making, but they are only given reports and all these things to sign and agree. The parents don't even understand, and they are not part of the process.
Oh, I see.
Yes. I am here on the ground, my brother.
Okay, my brother, we're going to cross over we're going to do an outside broadcast. Please do call in. Come back tomorrow. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you again.
All right.
Follow us on social media at freeyourmind_NA. So we will meet again. World NGO Day. Oh, I must go there. It's my thing, this one. Sharp.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The eye.
See, if I am right in here, like we said, we shall be broadcasting live the World Non-Governmental Organization Day. And it's in Ospenplatz for 2022. Our team is right on the ground. Just need to check it out if we are on or if we are happening now. And if you happen to hear the noises in the background, we are actually setting up. Maybe you would want to know.
We will read from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 28. I will give you a new heart and a place of a new spirit within you. Taking from your bodies your stony heart and give you a natural heart. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, carefully to observe my decrees. You shall live your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Almighty ever-living God, today the world celebrates NGOs Day. In our nation, Namibia, we come together to celebrate it. We ask you to fill us with your Holy Spirit, to listen to each other as we involve our fellow. We put effort to develop our NGOs in Namibia. Open our heart to listen to each other. Give us wisdom of the Spirit to sustain and achieve our plan that we have been discussing in this time. Be with us. Bless our country. We put our leaders who will be guiding us today. Give them the wisdom and all the graces they need. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor. You may have a seat. Today marks a big day for us as civil society organizations in the country within our diversity. We find ourselves celebrating each other's hard work, each other's commitment, and also those that we are serving on a day-to-day basis. If you look around this space, the amount of banners that you see and many others that are not here, we celebrate all these organizations and the struggles that they're going through. We celebrate your wisdom. We celebrate your commitment to the country's development. And through that, we welcome you to this space. And we believe that as you took a seat, there's a nice little gift in a little bag that is there. I'm sure you got it. I see smiles all over at the back there. That basically means this is what NGO life is about. It's about sharing and bringing a smile onto somebody's face. So please, this is all the way from Naxo and the whole network thereof. It's a little token of appreciation. So please embrace it. That is a Namibian product. Take pride in it. In the same light, I also want to acknowledge the high commitment and support that we got from UNDP in order for us to be able to make this day a realization, but also at the same time, the amount of commitment from the National Planning Commission for us in this country to ensure that civil society's participation, visibility is always within the state parameters acknowledged. On that note, I'd like to ask Mr. Ronnie Dempoff to embrace us and tell us what this day is all about. But as Ronnie gets ready, my dearest sister, Maxi, we are in your house here. Naxo, can you please make the house comfortable for us by welcoming us so that we know where to move?
Thank you so much, Linda, and thank you so much for everybody that is joining us today in our home, in our backyard. This is our car park, but this is your home today. So first of all, let me just acknowledge our deputy resident UNDP representative, a good friend of mine, and thank you for coming. I also want to also just acknowledge Mr. Zibia from the National Planning Commission, and our NGO representatives that are sitting, you all know them, Senti Uhuru and Carola, thank you so much for coming. Some of them are still coming. Thank you for all of you being here. This is our day. I'm co-hosting this with my colleague. Can I ask her to just get up and say something also? So we are a network of NGOs. We will have an activity in the afternoon, so you'll get to hear about us, what we do from the environmental sector. But this is our house of a network of NGOs that support the conservation and environment sector. So thank you. Welcome to our home. And she just wanted to say something because we co-host this space here.
So thank you. Nice to meet you all. I'm Juliana Seidler, the country director of WWF, who hasn't met me since I came into office in August 2020. Welcome to this house. But I wanted to say this is probably the last time we will be meeting at this specific space. We are looking at creating jointly with the Nexa family what is called the Community Conservation Innovation Hub, another joint office space where we can hopefully welcome more of the Nexa members to work together in the spirit to bring the civil society, NGOs, in this case, mostly from the environmental and development sector, closer together. And I'm looking forward to hopefully welcoming you there in the new place under beautiful trees next year. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I would like to appeal that we ensure that we adhere to the COVID rules, that I ask people to please put their masks on top of their nose so that they can make sure that at least we take care of each other. I will also make sure to get a cloth to make sure that the microphones are clean as we exchange microphones, just for that safety. Other than that, the man who has really been steering us around and keeping us together as a committee, I'd like to ask Mr. Ronnie Dempert to just grace us with the significance of this day and why we're here together. Oh, and the toilet.